This is a True Crime Today Daily Brief.
There's nothing wrong with making things a little spicy in a relationship. There's nothing wrong with, you know, coming up with interesting ideas. But when it involves leaving your children home alone who shouldn't be left home alone to go have sex on the local playground, you may be going in a territory or an area that is too far gone for, you know, sane standards. You know, there might be kids. It's a playground. Your kids shouldn't be home alone. Oh, and you wanted to shoot your boyfriend at the same time? Yeah, that probably goes beyond anything kinky. Well, during an argument with her boyfriend, a 32-year-old woman is accused of shooting him after she allegedly left her kids at home to have sex with her on the playground. The Marion County jail records show Tonica Miller was arrested June 10th for reckless homicide and neglect of dependents in connection with a shooting reported to have taken place at the end of May. WXIN-TV reports that Indianapolis Police Department officers responded to the 10100 block of Tinton Court on May 27th at approximately 2 a.m., and found Deshaun Roscoe suffering a gunshot wound to his face. It's reported that Miller tried to apply pressure to the wound to aid in the bleeding, but Roscoe died on the spot. Miller told detectives that she and Roscoe had been in a relationship for about 5 years. They lived together with their 3-year-old and 9-month-old children in a 1-bedroom apartment. Yes, let's leave the 3-year-old and 9-month-old alone in the 1-bedroom apartment to go fuck on the playground. Good decision-making there. WXN reported that Miller told police that she put her children to sleep at 10:30 p.m. when Roscoe allegedly proposed having sex in a nearby playground. Hey, bitch, how about we go to the teeter-totter? Miller told police that she put her children to sleep. Apparently, Miller told the Indianapolis Star that she felt comfortable leaving her kids at home because they didn't feel that far away. Miller also reportedly said that she and Roscoe would not be gone very long, if you know what I mean. Roscoe doesn't last. Anyway. Miller allegedly said she brought her gun with her because it was so late in the night when the couple left the apartment at 12:50 a.m. According to the court documents, Miller and Roscoe fought after having sex over Roscoe cheating on her. Didn't see that coming. At 1:48 a.m., she allegedly left Roscoe at the playground and returned to her apartment. Before going back outside, Miller stayed inside the unit for roughly about a minute or so. Upon returning into her car, Miller found Roscoe outside the apartment building's leasing office. Roscoe allegedly pushed Miller as she got out of the car after another fight between the two. It was allegedly shoved by Miller, who was holding her gun, and it fired. Roscoe died of a head wound caused by gunshots, according to the autopsy. The bond for Miller has not yet been set.
This has been a True Crime Today Daily Brief. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today. Full episodes every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Daily briefs 7 days a week from True Crime Today.